We help utility and telecom companies to maintain access to their own data at all time.
Welcome to Biz Stories Shared, where storytellers share their inspiration, motivation, some disappointments, and how they applied the lessons that led them to success. Stories are gifts. Listen as these gifts are shared. Now, here is your host, Charlotte Plott.
Hello, storytellers. This is Charlotte Plott, and I'm thrilled to bring you my guest today, John
Boy.
Are you ready to be a storyteller, John?
I am.
Good. We're excited to have you here. And so I'm going to tell our listeners just a little bit about you, and then I would like you to fill in some more details of your personal life or your business that you would like for us to have. And I'm going to ask you some specific questions because the bio is very interesting. So John is an electrical engineer with over 2 decades of experience, and he's worked and lived in 5 countries, serving dozens of clients in the utility and telecom market. He's the founder of 2 startups, the current one being Cliffhanger Solutions, providing real-time geospatial search and analytics for business. So, John, I'm just going to start out asking you if you would explain the very interesting name and how that came about and what it means.
Yeah, so the business name, Cliffhanger Solutions, actually, my wife came up with that when I started my business several years ago. We were discussing it, and I told her, I'm like, I need a cool name, you know, for my company. I don't want it to be, you know, a boring name like XYZ Consulting or, you know, any of our, you know, competitors. And the first word she came up with was Cliffhanger. And I'm like, that is an interesting name. Why that? And she said, many times when you go to a client, the project that was there before ended like in suspense. It was unfinished, like when you have a cliffhanger in a movie. And then you come in and you fix what the previous, you know, people have done there. Therefore, you know, it's a cliffhanger solution. And I'm like, oh, you know, that makes sense. And then I adopted the name and here we are.
Oh, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that, because that's what we like to do here on our podcast, is to share stories, and that is just a really exciting one. I like that. And so tell your wife, good job.
Okay.
And then another word is geospatial.
Can
you explain that a little bit, please?
So, you know, most people are probably familiar, you know, on their phone or on their computer using Google Maps.
Oh, yes.
And geospatial is just that. It's data that you can put on a map. And in the old days, we used paper maps, you know, to go from one place to another. But now we use, you know, technology, we use apps and software, you know, to accomplish the same goal. So, you know, geospatial search is the ability to find data on a map.
Oh, okay. Well, and then that analytics is used by businesses.
And the analytics portion is used by businesses. So what we do as a company, we help utility and telecom companies to maintain access to their own data at all time.
Oh.
And so once they have access to the data, then they can make decisions. And, you know, this might sound very easy, but it's actually very difficult to do. Because when the companies need their data most is when there is some kind of a situation, and it could be a hurricane.
Oh.
If you're a power company and there is a hurricane, you are dealing with, you know, power outages and, you know, storm and people calling in. So it's especially important during those times that the company has access to their own data. And we help them with our software to do so.
Oh my goodness, that sounds very, very beneficial to your customers, but was it kind of complicated to set up?
It is not easy. And, you know, that's why we built a business, you know, based on that.
Right. Well, good for you. And then in your bio, you said that the European Business Channel flew you for a live TV interview after 9/11 because they couldn't find anyone that had not had a loss that year. And so explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so I worked for several startups in the late 90s up to about, you know, 2000. And as you might remember, in 2000 was called, you know, the dot-com bubble.
Oh, right.
And there was lots of companies doing, you know, really great, but they were not really making any money. And I happened to work for such a startup. So in 2000, when the bubble burst, they had to let us go. So I was essentially unemployed. Okay. And I had almost been interested in the financial markets. So I started trading on the stock exchange, you know, to get myself some income. And I did pretty well. And all we know, you know, in 2001, 9/11 happened. And it was a disaster for the stock market. But I lived through it. I even made a profit.
Wow.
And that's why that European TV station, they asked me for an interview because they wanted, you know, to find the secret sauce.
Right.
And they couldn't find people locally that could tell them, you know, a positive story about that year.
Really? Wow. Well, good for you. So you just stayed right on top of it and even made a profit that year.
I did.
Good for you. Well, now you included in your bio a couple of fun facts. That one is that you married your barista.
I did. I love coffee.
Do you want to share any more about that?
You know, this is actually quite an interesting story. Not only did I marry my barista, I met her on 9/11.
Oh my goodness.
So 9/11 is happening. Everybody's watching TV. Everybody is in complete shock. And like I told you just a little bit earlier, I was working the stock market. So there was a lot of things going on. So after, you know, the market closed, I did my usual thing. I go to Starbucks to get some coffee. And who's there? It's my barista.
Aha.
And she drew a smiley face on my cup, on my latte. And I'm like, wow, you know, that is so nice because, you know, it's at 9/11. Everyone
right.
is in shock. And I'm like, wow, so nice. So I asked her number. And now we have kids and we're married. And
oh, well, good for you. So you didn't pass up another opportunity, did you?
My grandma always told me you have to try to make the best of every single day in your life. And that particular day, I, despite all the bad things that happened that day, I tried to make the best of it.
Oh, it sounds like you did. Who did you say told you that?
My grandma.
Your grandma. Oh, well, that's a very delightful story. And then I want to have you add a little bit more that you can solve the Rubik's Cube. And what is the time frame that you do that in?
Well, I'm not particularly like fast, but in 1 or 2 minutes, I can probably solve it.
Wow. And do you ever do that for entertainment, for people to see you or learn
oh,
from
yeah.
you? Do you?
I do. I bring it along to like events. I also really like the Cube because I do a lot of computer work.
Yes.
And then, you know, using the mouse and the keyboard, and then your hands get, you know, cramped sometimes.
Sure.
And then by using the Cube, it's almost like gymnastics for your fingers.
Right.
You know, some people use the squeezy balls.
Yes.
But I use the Cube, and it keeps me, you know, practicing it to solve the Cube.
Well,
and if I see a Cube somewhere that's scrambled, I always pick it up and, you know, I fix it for them.
Right. And they're just sitting there with their mouth open and saying, "How did you do that?"
Yeah, people think it's magic, but when you know how to do it, it's actually not that complicated.
It isn't, huh? Well, it really seems complicated to me. Well, thank you for those stories. And then I want to ask you another question that was in your bio. You say that your headquarters are in Chandler and an office in Peru. What does that mean?
So our base is here in the valley, but one of our engineers, he lives in Peru,
Oh,
so his office is there.
I
So
see.
we have two offices.
Great. Well, good for you. And so thank you for explaining all those because it's just more fun to know the details of a bio than just reading it. So I enjoyed that, and I know our listeners did too. So thank you, John. Now I would like to go to your favorite quote. Do you have a favorite quote, John, that you apply to your everyday thinking?
There is a quote. I like cars a lot, like fast cars.
Yes.
I believe it was Enzo Ferrari who said that aerodynamics is for people that cannot build cars. And I really like that quote because Ferraris are really nice cars and they're very good cars.
Yes.
So for a person like that to say that, aerodynamics is almost like cheating, that makes you think.
It does, right. Well, that is very interesting. And so is there an important message in there to you that how you apply that to your journey?
I think there is. I think, I can't speak for him, but it's to think outside the box. Don't think what everybody else is thinking. Think in a different way.
Right, that's a very good example. It is. Well, John, now I want to ask you to tell us a story about your worst entrepreneurial experience, and you might have already shared you have overcome some really big challenges, but was there some time when you didn't get the results that you set out to achieve, and what are the lessons that you learned?
That I actually have an example. When we just started this business, we got a lot of attention from other companies, and they came to us and they want to know what we were doing, and they offered funding or partnerships. And the mistake that we made back then, that we actually provided too much information to those
Oh.
companies because they turned out to be competitors.
Oh no.
And so I guess the lesson we learned is, be careful who you speak to. You cannot, trust all people.
Right. Yeah. That due diligence is something that we really do need to pay attention to and not trust everybody. I mean, you can't go around not trusting anybody, but you do have to be careful, don't you? And isn't that too bad? That's so sad. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, sometimes it kind of makes you get a knot in your stomach when you think about those painful moments, but it does help us, all of us, to remember that we learn lessons and that we can move forward with that. And so, John, now if I would like you to go to the other end of the spectrum. Let's talk about a time in your journey when you had an aha moment. When you became aware of the new path that you wanted to travel and how you turned that idea into success.
Okay, so when we started our business, we were using pretty traditional, technologies that all the other companies were using as well. And I think there's a saying, like, if you're a carpenter, you use a hammer to solve any problem
Right.
because that's what a carpenter knows.
Yes.
And we were doing the same. We were using, traditional software and tools to solve the problems for our clients. But then we realized, and I guess you could call that our aha moment, we were actually using the wrong tool for the job.
Oh.
And then we started looking around, is there a tool that would be better to solve our clients' problems? And there wasn't. And then we thought, well, why don't we make such a tool?
Wow.
And that's how our product came into existence.
Well, good for you. So you just didn't sit back and say, oh, gosh, we don't have the right hammer for this job. You created your own new software.
Exactly.
Anybody that can just start out doing software like that is, there's a lot of talent there. So good for you. Thank you for sharing that story. It just shows how much initiative and fortitude that you have. Well, now I'm going to ask you, John, to come to the present time and share your proudest entrepreneurial moment.
Okay. Actually, is it the first yet? In February, I've been asked by General Electric, which is a really worldwide large corporation, to be the speaker at one of their trade shows.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm quite proud of that moment. That a company like that is asking me, to speak at their event.
Oh, I should say so. So when does that happen?
That is happening, I think, March 2nd
Okay.
in Florida.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, that is exciting. And so after you do that speaking, will all your fans here be able to hear anything about your speech? Will it be broadcast or televised or anything?
I'm sure it will be recorded.
Okay. Well, you'll have to let us know so that we can hear it too.
Okay.
That really is an honor. Good for you. So you've just been working, and when somebody big like General Electric pays attention to you, that has to feel really good. And we love hearing stories like yours, how your business is growing and you've made it such a success. So would you tell us, is there one other thing that's really exciting you in your business today or right now?
Yeah, I think the industry overall, like I said, I'm an electrical engineer, so I work in, with power utilities. I think we do live in an exciting time. And even like President Obama in the State of the Union, he addresses the importance of our infrastructure, how we should have, we should fix the bridges and we should fix the power grid. So it's exciting that even on the highest level of government, that it's important, and that people are paying attention. And so, as a small company, it's nice that we can, play a small part in that.
Oh, that really is true. That's a very, very good example of how important your job is and everybody's just to keep this country strong and powerful, isn't it? Good for you. Would you tell us now the best business advice that you've ever received?
Sure. I think the best one is probably people telling me just follow your passion, believe in your dreams and don't give up.
Oh,
There is
okay.
lots of people when you tell them about the ideas that you have or the business you're working on, people say it's a bad idea and you should just give up.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Right.
Follow your passion, do it. If that's what you believe in, just do it.
Yes, that's so true. It's easy when we're discouraged, it's easy to listen to the naysayers, the ones that are saying you're not going to make it and why don't you just go get a job and those kind of things. And so it takes a lot of trust in yourself just to be able to keep pursuing, doesn't it?
And the reality is, a lot of people, when you talk to them, they are not very happy in their jobs.
Yes.
But when you think about it, people spend, I would say, at least 8 hours a day, doing their job, and then maybe they have to travel, to the office and home. So maybe they might spend 10 hours a day, doing work, and they're not truly happy about it.
Right.
So I think it's very important to do a job that you really like to do.
Yeah, that's that is. It is so important because the hours that we spend away from our family really, really deprive us of a lot of joy. So when you can be happy in your work and stay happy at home, that's what life is really about, isn't it? So, John, now I'm going to ask you to share some really specific ways how you achieve becoming such a successful entrepreneur. Do you know what brought you to this point?
Well, you know, like I said just before, it's, you know, follow your passion. Be excited about it and then carry out that mission, you know, when you meet with clients. Show them your passion. Don't be just a sales guy.
Right.
But, you know, educate your clients about how they can make their lives better, you know, how you can help them and, you know, be passionate about it. And, you know, that trickles down and then, you know, the clients become excited as well. And instead of we just selling software, you work together with them, you know, making something bigger.
Right. Oh, that's a very good description of it. It is for sure. Well, what do you see as the future of your business, John?
I think the future would be to help, you know, more utilities and telecom companies to, you know, make their businesses more streamlined.
Oh, okay. And that talk you're giving to GE is going to certainly help you along that path, isn't it?
That will hopefully help quite a bit, yes.
Good. Well, that's wonderful. Well, can you share one of your personal habits that you strongly believe contributes to your success?
I think the most important one would be just be honest.
Yes.
You know, in as a general, not just in business, but just in life, just be honest with who you are, what you stand for. You know, you have to believe in your, you know, your core principles. And sometimes it is okay to say no if it's not your personal belief, or if it's you know, a service or a product that you cannot offer your clients. It's okay to say no.
Yes, it is.
Right. Instead of trying to always say yes, you know, to please the other party, then you're not being true to yourself. You're not being honest. Because eventually it will lead to disappointment.
Yes.
And by saying no sometimes, you'll be honest about it. And I've realized you get a lot of respect for doing that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. That's a very good example. Thank you for that. Well, John, do you have an internet resource to share with our listeners that helps you to be so efficient, like Evernote or an app? And storytellers, you will find the links to these sites in the show notes of today's episode at bizstoriesshare.com. John Bear. No, say it.
Boyer.
Boyer. Okay. All right, thank you, John. Okay. Any resources that you can share?
Yeah, I don't know if it directly translates to what I use in my work. But one platform I actually really like is Twitter, because in today's world, there is so much information available. And by using Twitter, the snippets of information are really small. You know,
yes.
It's limited to 140 characters or so. So we can absorb a large amount of information in a short time span. And I think that's a very powerful way, you know, to process information. And our business is all about processing information. You know, our clients' data, they need access to their information. So we're always looking for ways to make that more efficient. And I think Twitter has done a great job there.
Yes, it has. It puts out a lot of information, doesn't it?
You have to know where to look, though.
I know you do, and I'm not very efficient with that. You'll have to teach a class on that someday. Well, John, if you could recommend just one book to our listeners, what would it be?
I really like Richard Branson, the CEO of like the Virgin Group. He has like airlines and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not particularly like one book. I think most of his books are pretty interesting. He seems to me like a person, he works pretty hard, but it seems like he always has so much fun doing it.
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, what I told you earlier, he seems to be following his passion. He loves what he does, and he's good at it, and he's successful at doing it. And in his books, he talks about these things.
Yes, that's a very good choice. I like that. And I will put that down in the show notes, and not a specific book maybe, but maybe I'll look up one or two and we can include that. Well, I have truly enjoyed listening to your journey and the stories that you've shared and your enthusiasm about what you're doing. And I can tell that you know what you're doing. You're very good at it. And so would you please share one more time how we can get in touch with you and any other resources that you want us to have, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. So I'm John Boyer. Founder of Cliffhanger Solutions, based here in Phoenix, Arizona. And if you like to know anything about our products or services or our company, you can visit www.cliffhanger-solutions.com. And that's how you can get in touch with us.
Do you want to give your Twitter? Do you want them following you on Twitter or not?
Twitter, it should be on our website as well.
Oh, okay.
The handle is Cliffhanger Solu, S-O-L-U.
Okay, John, thank you for that, for your time and expertise and experiences. And it was really fun hearing all of your stories. You've a very interesting person and a successful one. And I hope that we get to listen somehow or other to your GE presentation. Keep us posted on that, will you?
Okay.
All right. Okay, listeners, remember that you can find the links to this resource and everything that we've been chatting about in today's episode by going to bizstoriesshared.com. John Boyer.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
Give the storyteller some love. Go to bizstoriesshared.com, click on the iTunes button, and give a 5-star review. Thanks.